this week's parsha, Parshas Tetzaveh, we once again find what may seem as mere instructions for the Big Day Kahuna, for the lighting of the Menorah, and other actions that went on in the Mishkan. However, as many Mefarshim explain, there's much spiritual significance to each and every minute detail, and much that we can learn and apply to our daily lives. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal says a beautiful vart, and he applies it to chinuch, but in reality, it can be applied in so many areas of life. He discusses the lighting of the menorah, and says there are three main yesoides, three main foundational issues that we can get from looking at the halachas of the Kohen Gadol when he lit the menorah. First of all, the Kohen had an obligation that when he lit each wick, he was not able to move the shamas, the candle that he was lighting with, until it was completely lit. In other words, sometimes when we have light a fire, you can just kind of put the match close to the wick. It takes a little spark and will eventually light up. In this case, when lighting the menorah, the Kohen had to leave the lighting flame there until there was a full flame on each and every one of the neiros. The reason being, explaining that a Rebbe or a teacher, a Mora, anyone involved in working really with people, can't just give the minimum amount of help. They have to make sure that the person is completely ready and on their own, able to stand before moving on. Sometimes, in our rush to just fulfill our obligations, we look, see the spark, and we figure that's enough. Says Rav Moshe, every person who's working with others, if they're giving it, they have to give it their all and not move on until the light is completely there. Additionally, as pointed out in a number of places, we know about the tremendous emphasis put on the purity of the oil that was used for the menorah. Just the first squirt of oil that came out was usable. There was no shmarim, there were no sediment that had been left there. It was the purest and cleanest oil that existed that was able to possibly get. Simply because we want that the flame, the product, should be proper. In order to do that, our ingredients need to be proper as well. And in this case, when we talk about ourselves, it's not only the ingredients, but more importantly, it's our motivations. We sometimes wonder why someone is not appreciating what we're doing for them. Maybe we have to ask ourselves, how much are we putting in? What is our motivation? What are we, are our intentions pure? Is it just about a paycheck? Is it just about trying to get our name up in lights that people should see? Or is it completely pure and the highest level of ingredient that we're putting into it in order to see the desired results? The third point that Rav Moshe Zatzal brings out is a fascinating idea that we know the menorah had the same amount of oil every night of the year. Now, we also know that the amount of nighttime changes throughout the year. For example, if sunset is at 5 o'clock and sunrise is the next morning at 6 o'clock, so that's one night from 5 p.m. to 6 a.m. But later on in the year, sunset could be as late as 7:30, 8 o'clock, and still have the same 5 or 6 a.m. sunrise, but the hours that the menorah was lit at night could be much less. However, regardless of how much nighttime there was, how much darkness there was, the same amount of oil was always put in, showing us that when dealing with different students and dealing with different people, we sometimes think we know how much they need. They only need a little bit. Outwardly, this child is not interested and not looking for any more help. But we still put in the full amount, regardless. Our job is to give each and every person that we come in contact with our full attention, our full koiches, our full efforts. It's not up to us to decide how much they need. Just like Rabbi Shalom said, you should be putting in the same ingredient for each and every night, regardless of how long it really needs to burn. We need to be taking that lesson to realize that we need to put in as much as we can, regardless of what outwardly may seem as something that is not needed. Three lofty goals. Again, the idea of holding the flame until it's completely lit before we move on, the idea of making sure all the ingredients and our intentions are pure, and the idea of putting the same amount of effort regardless of what we may perceive as is necessary when working with when working with someone. A little bit later on in the parsha, the pasuk tells us about Aaron HaKoyen v'nosa Aaron es mishpat b'nei Yisrael al liboy lifnei Hashem tamid. When we're referring to the choshen that Aaron wore upon his heart, it says the pasuk says he should wear it al liboy. That refers to the judgment of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Aaron Levine, in the Sefer Hadarash V'Iyun, says that this is an important message for a judge, because sometimes when doing judgment, we allow the heart to get too involved, and sometimes that can even cloud our judgment. For example, if there's a court case of a rich person and a poor person, we may be more quick to give the judgment in favor of the poor person because we know he needs the money, but in reality, a judgment must be fair regardless of the different people. We sometimes can't let our heart get involved. It's just not the right thing. However, there are times we still, as Yidden, we still have the obligation to put our heart into everything. And therefore, Aaron HaKohen was told it should be placed upon above your heart. On one hand, above the concept of din, the concept of judgment is above the heart, but still next to the heart. It's the difficult focus that we often have on finding the right balance between our heart and our head when dealing with situations where we're in judgment, whether it be students, friends, people that we're helping. How much of it is logic and how much of it comes from the heart? On one hand, what's right is right and must be above the heart, but on the other hand, still next to the heart, so that in every decision we make, our heart, our lave, is still involved. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.